Tom on the phone. We'll kick off with Tom's interesting question. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we have, I think, a Native American spirit that's probably benevolent but likes to touch us, and it changes into a fox or a wolf and or like a calico sort of fox, wolf, cat looking thing. And I'm like, am I imagining this, or can ghosts be spirits and not ghosts? And can they
be a great question.
Like a trickster playful?
Yeah, the spirits are often playful, and ghosts are usually not. The difference between a ghost and a spirit, just to save time, is a spirit is a former person, usually. There are higher beings, like angels and so on, but usually you think of spirits being former people who live their life through. They pass on, pass over, die, whatever you call it, and they go through that tunnel experience that we've heard about, because I've had more than one, through the tunnel, and you go really fast, and then you are up on the other side. A ghost is definitely a former person who hasn't reconciled himself or herself to the fact that they're dead. They died quickly or violently in a car accident or murder, or they lived a life that where they thought they'd be punished once they died, go to hell or whatever it is in their religion. And they're afraid to move through that tunnel experience, and they hang around. After maybe 40 or 50 years, that's about when you can start calling them a ghost. So you do have four Native American, well, three Native American and one Native Canadian spirits helping you. And so they want you to learn about shamanism. These were all shamanic people. They healed and so on. And yes, they do love to play around shifting. It's called shape-shifting into some other form. So you are not imagining it about 70% of the time. Your imagination has conjured up a couple of times that weren't real, but you can pretty much count on the fact that it's exactly as you said, which I think is very cool.
Yeah, I mean, he does come and he'll shake my hand and never use words, but he'll show me what's going to happen, and then he'll turn into a fox and run underneath the house.
Wow.
And it's really quite freaky, and sometimes, you know, if you're laying on your back, he'll touch you, you know, on your upper leg, or if you're laying on your side, your hip, and it's like a tickle, just to, like, get you to wake up and then have another dream.
Wow.
So, it's really...
That is one of the best stories I've heard in a long time. So what I suggest you do is not talk to your friends about it, but start writing this stuff down and turn it into a book.
Oh.
You'll find that if you do that, you'll have more and more messages you can put into a book.
That's right, Tom. Cash
well,
in. Cash in on this
Park.
Experience.
Yeah, the roommate is from Coffee Park, and she was freaked out by it. But then all the rest of us in the house have had our experiences with him, and it doesn't scare us. And
that's
it's weird that it doesn't scare us, but...
Wow.
It's a spirit.
Yeah.
All right, Tom.
It doesn't scare you.
Tom, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything, okay?
Okay, thank you.